This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you're a dedicated reader of nutritional labels on food packaging, you've probably more than once pondered this question. What exactly is the difference between high fructose corn syrup and sugar? Luckily for you, there is the American judicial system. Tomorrow, in a federal courtroom here in Los Angeles, that very question will be on the docket. Producers and refiners of cane sugar and sugar beets are suing the Corn Refiners Association and some of its members, including Cargill and Archer Daniels Midland, over their claims that high fructose corn syrup is more or less like table sugar. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at why things have gotten so sour in the sweetener business.
In the 1960s, scientists developed the enzymes to make a new kind of sweetener out of this. That would be corn shooting into a storage bin on a Midwestern farm. Take that corn, do some processing to it that includes the use of enzymes, and you get high fructose corn syrup. It took off as a sweetener in the 80s and 90s. It was cheap and more shelf-stable than sugar, and it made its way into gobs of food products, like soft drinks,
Coca-Cola,
bread,
Eat Wonder Bread,
and condiments.
Ketchup, ketchup.
But then something changed.
What happened is that myths started to arise.
That's Dan Webb, a lawyer. In the early 2000s, things kind of started to go south for his clients, the corn refiners. Consumption of their high fructose corn syrup began falling.
People misunderstood the product and believed that it actually could somehow be worse for you in a way that somehow sugar was not.
One allegation that cropped up online and elsewhere was that high fructose corn syrup was somehow unnatural because it's processed. Though, technically, table sugar is processed, too.
Sugar and high fructose corn syrup are not picked off of a vine or a tree and put into your mouth.
Another problem was the name. Fructose is a sugar that taxes the liver when consumed in excess. So the words high fructose don't sound great. But the sweetener is only named that way to differentiate from plain old corn syrup, which it's made from. High fructose corn syrup actually has about as much fructose as table sugar. The corn refiners pumped millions of dollars into a marketing campaign to clear this up. And they tried, unsuccessfully, to change their product's name to the nicer-sounding corn sugar.
That effort included what we believe to have been a deliberate campaign at false advertising. A claim that high fructose corn syrup was the same as common table sugar.
Mark Lanier is a lawyer for the sugar side. His group has tried to connect high fructose corn syrup to obesity, which is part of why the corn refiners are countersuing.
There are a number of studies that show that high fructose corn syrup has a more toxic effect on the body.
And there are also a number of scientists who say that's not true. The American Medical Association's policy recommends further study, but says there's currently not enough evidence that people should specifically restrict use of the sweetener. Marion Nessel, a nutrition expert at New York University, doubts it's exceptionally bad.
Consumers think that high fructose corn syrup is poison. It's not. It's just like sugar, except it's in liquid form.
Nessel is known for her scathing critiques of the food industry. She says she's really no fan of either sweetener.
Everybody consumes too much of both and would be healthier eating less.
Still, a lot of Americans seem to think sugar is more virtuous. Darren Seifer is the food and beverage industry analyst at the NPD Group, a research firm.
I wouldn't be able to answer how this might play out in a court of law, but in the court of public opinion, it looks like sugars might have won already.
A number of big food manufacturers are now dropping high fructose corn syrup from some of their products and using sugar instead. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.